All right, let's switch it up. Let's talk to our next guest. You can find him on Twitter at BHouse76, former BYU and NFL player. It is Braden Hansen. Braden, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Braden.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, so when it comes to spring football, you know, now that BYU is going to be in its second year, slowing down the tempo, you know, how much bigger could this BYU offensive line potentially get? I mean, could these guys on average be maybe 10 or 15 pounds heavier this season?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think so, especially with Tanner Mangum coming in at the Ram, you know, and moving towards maybe a more pro-style offense. I definitely think our offensive lineman can gain a couple pounds and help Tanner in the pass game.
Braden, how big of a shift is that, blocking for a guy like Tanner Mangum versus blocking for a guy like Taysom Hill?
So I played for Max Hall, and then I played for Riley Nilsen, and I would say the comparison is probably similar because yeah. With Max Hall, he was a pocket passer. He had great awareness. He'd move around a little bit, but he was, you know, throwing the rock downfield. Where Riley, like, you never knew what was going to happen. He'd all of a sudden just take off running, and you just kind of had to adjust and go with it. And so, for me, you know, it was fun both ways, but it was nice having Max back there, where, you know, you just had to make the defense come through you, you know, as opposed to where Riley was moving around and you kind of never knew where you needed to be. So.
Tanner Mangum's never had a full off season as a complete starter. What could this year do for his own development?
I think the biggest thing is just confidence. When you have a full year underneath your belt, I remember coming home from a mission myself and going into that first spring ball and first season. It's just, you're trying to swallow so much information that it's just tough. It feels like a fire hose. But that next year, it slows down a lot. The offense is just so much more familiar, and so I think it'll really slow down as confidence will be there, and then the offensive line will just have an opportunity to gel with him and, you know, really get ready.
Braden Hansen's our guest, 1320K fan. Braden, the last two games we've really seen Tanner Mangum as the starter was the bowl game against Utah, the bowl game against Wyoming. He's 1-1. Now, his stats didn't necessarily look like they did early in his career as a freshman when he took over after Taysom got hurt. Any concern for you there, or is he just the guy who needs a few more reps in the offseason?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to experience. You know, it's the end of the season. People are banged up. And so to come in at that point, you haven't been able to gel with those players, that offensive lineman, those running backs, those wide receivers like Taysom was able to. And so, you know, I can't really judge him off of those two last games. So I think having this offseason, this spring football, will be the biggest gains for Tanner. And then we'll be able to, you know, be ready to rock and roll come September.
Is Jonah Trinneman enough of a talent on his own to be that number one guy next year? I mean, it sounds like Moroni Lualu-Putu-Tau might be moving to tight end. I mean, does BYU need to find another playmaker at wide receiver?
I think so, and I hope they have someone in the program that will step up, and I don't know who that next person is going to be. But I remember each year when I was at BYU, it seemed like someone stepped up. J.D. Faulkless stepped up. You know, there's always someone that was able to just step up and become a playmaker. And so I hope that, you know, they need to find someone because we got to have a couple more threats, especially some deep threats.
I know a lot of players really like playing for Garrett Touje on the offensive line, but you see what Empey has done now. He's come in and really rallied this offensive line, which was made up of a bunch of seemingly spare pieces last year. Do you like the direction that Mike Empey is taking this offensive line, especially when teamed with Ty Detmer?
Absolutely, yeah. Coach Empey knows what's going on. He has the offensive lineman to be powerful and deadly this year. You know, you have Kiefer Longson, Tom Shove. Like, there's just so much talent there. They're young, but they're going to have, you know, a lot of years of experience, and I think it's just building up kind of what we saw back in 2007, 8, 9 with Jake Caressa and Matt Reynolds and Dallas Reynolds and those guys where they were there for a long time and were able to have that experience that just led to an offensive line that, you know, it wasn't, you know, year in and year out, there wasn't, you know, any mishaps. We were just able to kind of just replace that one or two offensive linemen and then just keep having the same success. And so I think it's heading in the right direction, and that's, you know, what we're going to see in the future with the offensive line.
What was that like for you, Braden, as far as experience goes, when you became a starter throughout multiple years and, of course, multiple different positions, but did you feel your comfort level growing each year that you had been a starter?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just the game, it just slows down, really. And I think it's just once you kind of get accustomed to things. Like my freshman year, you know, our center Terrence Brown and RJ Willings would make calls and trying to listen to them and watch the defense. And I would just, you know, blow my mind every single play where, you know, come your junior or senior year, you've seen the blitzes, you know the calls, you're just so much more comfortable and it just slows down and just able to play football. And so I think that's where they're going to get.
When you watch this Kalani Sitake-led team now, and it looks like this defense is continuing to improve, the defensive line was good last year, the linebackers look like they're going to be incredible. This might be one of the better secondaries we've seen at BYU in a long time. What's that like as an offensive player when you know the defensive side of the ball is going to help you get the ball back, is going to put your team in good situations? What's that like as an offensive player?
It's huge. It just comes down to confidence, right? Playing with Bronco Mendenhall and just knowing that the defense week in and week out, series in and series out, like they're gonna get you the ball back. They're gonna stop them three and out. Like, we just always had such great confidence in our defense, and so that just does a huge to be able to know that the ball is gonna get back in your hands and know that you're gonna have more than one or two chances, you know, if the game's coming down the line. And so I think that just does a lot for your offense, just knowing that you can rely on your defense. You don't have to put up 50 points to win a game. You have a defense that's going to be stout and going to hold that offense. So,
what advice would you give to any BYU players who are potentially going to be taking that undrafted free agent route into the NFL? What was the biggest thing you learned?
That's a good question. Just giving it your all, you know, being an undrafted free agent, especially, you know, I had that injury my senior year, and so it looked like I was going to get drafted, and then with my injury, didn't get drafted, and so that was kind of a humbling experience, you know, thinking that you could get drafted and not. And so it's just basically just going and giving it your all each day. And so to those players, I would just say, be ready to give it your, you know, 100% effort every day. You know, right now, especially preparing for combine and those things, getting in, you know, two workouts a day, just making sure that your body's right. And then come camp, be ready to ball out. Because at that point, you know, even the kids that got drafted, you know, they're just football players. They're going to put on the pads just like you do and, you know, just go and take it to them.
How far behind the eight ball did you feel you were when you didn't get drafted, when you were going into a camp and saying, man, I know that guy was their third-round selection or their fourth-round selection? Did it feel that way noticeably when you got on the field?
Yeah, and so I didn't. So talking with people, like, it was just kind of surprising. To, like, I was talking with another – when I was with the Raiders, I was, you know, we were just in the room talking with everybody, and one of the other kids was a second-round draft pick, and I had no idea up to that point watching him – out at practice, he just seemed like a player to me. And so I think the biggest thing is not focusing on those things. Who cares where they were drafted or how they were drafted? I think you just have to worry about yourself and beating whoever lines up next to you, whether it was offensive line, defensive line, you know, one-on-one competition, just making sure that you are at your best. I think if you start looking into who was drafted where, or, hey, this guy's a third-round draft pick, I think it just, you know, you start losing focus, and, you know, I just don't think it's a recipe for success.
Do you have any early expectations for the 2017 BYU football team? Any ideas what their record could be?
I think it could be special. You know, you start off the season with three games like BYU's going to start off with in 2017. It could make for a special time. I remember in 2009 when we started off, we beat, you know, Oklahoma at Texas Stadium. You know, the Provo, when we came home, there was like 5,000 people at the airport, and so it just was a special time. And so I think if BYU prepares right now, it could do something special those first three games.
You can find him on Twitter at BHouse76, former BYU and NFL player Braden. Really great stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Braden.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.